Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Fat Mascara. It's me, Jen. So it's April 20th, Tuesday, which means it's episode drop day. But here's the thing. When you're your own podcast host and co-host, obviously, Jess, too, and you run your own business, when shit happens, the podcast does not get made. So I was out all last week sick. I've had a rough month anyway, as you guys know. And so we weren't able to record last week, but Jess and I got together and we were like, okay, we'll rerun one of our favorite episodes. And I went to look back at some of our best performing podcasts of the past year. And right on top was our dear friend, Caroline Hirons. So of course we're rerunning her interview because it's such a good one. Her book came out. We actually talked to her right before the pandemic started. She was in New York promoting her book. Clearly, her book went on to be a huge bestseller, and she's had a great year. So this is a great interview episode. Before we get into that, it's Earth Month. And you know we've been talking about it all month here on the podcast. But on Thursday, that's right, in 2 days, we are hosting a virtual party. Virtual is not in person, but virtual means all of you can come. So Jess and I are going to be joined by Natasha Speth. She's a hairstylist here in Brooklyn. And the party is hosted with Davinus, a hair brand that we've loved for years, who's all about sustainability. So we decided to do sustainability hair tips. We're going to tell you how to make your hair routine more sustainable, give you shampoo and conditioning tips, styling techniques. But more importantly, we're all going to hang out together. There's going to be a chat function so that we can all talk to each other. You'll get to see me and Jess. It'll sort of be like a virtual podcast with Natasha as our guest. You'll get to see how the sauce gets made, talk about sustainability, just hang out with us and have some fun and lighten up as spring comes here in the Northern Hemisphere. Sorry, Australian listeners, you can come, but we will be talking spring. So that's on Thursday. To register, it's absolutely free. And get this, you're going to get a free gift from Davinus afterwards. So stay till the end of the event and you'll get all the information on that. But to register for the event, which is this Thursday, April 22nd at 8 p.m. Eastern time. So that's the New York City time. Go to fatmascara.com slash Davines. Davines is D-A-V-I-N-E-S. Again, fatmascara.com/Davines. All you have to do is register. It takes like 2 seconds. And then we'll email you a code to log into the virtual event. It's not on Zoom, but it's on a similar type of platform. Very easy to use. You'll be able to see all the other Fat Mascara fam that's there. And Jess and I and Natasha, of course. We really hope you'll join us. It's so exciting. I wish we could all be in person, but it's almost as good. So hopefully we'll see you in 2 days on Thursday, April 22nd at 8 p.m. Again, it's fatmascara.com/Davines. And now, since you can't get Jess and I, we'll be back to regularly scheduled soon. Sorry about that. Here is our interview with Caroline Hirons, which was recorded in early 2020.
Our guest today, Caroline Hirons. She is a British skincare expert. She's also a mother of four. She's a trained esthetician, and she's worked in beauty retail and has a brand consultant for more than 3 decades, people. Also, we love that she's a passionate music lover like us and a supporter of some amazing charities, including Refuge, Women's Aid, and the Eve Appeal. Caroline's much-anticipated book, Skincare, The Ultimate Guide, is coming out in April, and it's available for pre-order now. Check out our website. So, Caroline.
Yes.
Before you were the internet skin guru, and I've just given you that title.
Okay.
You were an esthetician. Mm-hmm. Or, I mean, you still, like, no one took those credentials away from you, but no, you were an esthetician. So can you just tell us and our listeners a little bit about your life before YouTube and Instagram and all that?
Well, I worked in the beauty industry since like 97. And I just had a passion for skincare that was much stronger than makeup. And, you know, so I went and got my qualifications. Knew that skin was my sort of forte. What very fortuitously happened was I was working in Space NK and Sylvie Shontekai came in one night.
Ah.
And basically had offered me a job within like 20 minutes.
What did you do that impressed her?
Told her that she didn't have any system and everything needed. She had on stock and they didn't have any testers.
Sounds
and,
on brand for you.
Yeah. But in a very polite way. And I'd given my notice in that day I was going to go and work for Clarins. So the universe was just lining everything up.
Can I ask you, you mentioned that you were more passionate about skincare than makeup. I think that a lot of people who are really into your channels and everything feel the same. Why are you more passionate about skincare?
Yeah, it was just the mental health aspect of having healthy skin. They go hand in hand. And, you know, when you fix someone's skin who's had real problems, whether it's on the rosacea spectrum or the acne spectrum, or even just advise them, even if they're not coming to me for treatment, which I don't do now, but even if I said, okay, you need this derm and you need this cream, but they'll advise you better than me, da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know, a few months later, you get great messages saying, thank you so much for your recommendation. Just the, you know, the lift that that person gets is the best part of the job.
So you also have a new book coming out and on top of everything else you do. It's just called Skincare, The Ultimate Guide. Why did you decide to do a book now?
I'd always said, I don't need to do a book. It's there on the blog for everyone to see.
Yeah.
But then it was actually my readers who would say, and the Freaks group on Facebook who would say, but my mum's not on Facebook. But my mum's not on the blog. Yeah. My friend doesn't know how to read blogs. She just looks at magazines and the advice isn't really up to date. So eventually it was my readers who would say, but if you do one, then I can have this at home and I can buy one for my mum. And I thought, okay. And also, you know, ultimately a lot of things I end up doing so my mum is happy.
So I hope you don't mind. We have questions for you, but we also have some listener questions.
Of course.
So first off, this is a conversation that comes up all the time on our show. Jess and I talk about quote unquote clean beauty. And I love...
She's already laughing.
I love that your Instagram bio says, everything is a chemical. Stop the nonsense. But lots of our... Isn't that amazing? I'm just like done and done.
I want a t-shirt. Like, do you have that on merch? You need that on merch.
But lots of our listeners do want to know what's going on with the clean beauty movement. I'm sure you're going to agree with me. There's no definition for clean beauty. Where do you think this whole want for clean beauty comes from?
Fear-mongering.
By who? Who's doing
brands and retailers.
And so do you yourself have any, quote, no-no ingredients?
Not really.
So nothing's off limits for you?
No, I'm not a fan of mineral oil.
Okay.
Just because it's sort of cheap and we're in a very weird situation now where, especially because as the U.S. tend to shout louder.
Mm-hmm. Whereas really?
Funny that. But the European, I'm allowed, by the way, in case anyone takes offense, my mother's American, I can say whatever I want, don't shoot me.
You can say whatever you want regardless. We like it.
We're in this weird situation, especially on social media, where there is dermatologists getting higher profiles, there's cosmetic scientists getting higher profiles, then you have all the clean and green people, and then you have estheticians, and the difference is estheticians put their hands on more people than anyone. So I say to, you know, there are like over 3,000 skin diseases. I'm not a dermatologist, but I promise you, if you put me in a room and put me head to head about product, I'll take them all on at the mm-hmm. same time. Mm-hmm. I know more about product than any of them. So for me, it's looking at a skin and going, well, show me your makeup bag, you know, show me your beauty bag. What have you got? Oh, don't use that. It's too drying. That's going to be too silicone for you. You need this first, then you need an acid, then you need this. So for me, we're in this strange space where, as I've said a lot of times on videos in the UK, the tail is wagging the dog mm-hmm. being the industry and the tail being the customer.
Yes.
And this whole fear-mongering thing that's come, it has primarily come from the East Coast, the West Coast in America, sorry. Mm-hmm. California has a lot to answer for.
Really? Yeah.
So, I mean, that's our interpretation in the UK.
Okay.
Because when we see it, they're always in LA.
And what about like the Environmental Working Group when they put out a press release that they are like not happy with this ingredient because it needs more testing? Do you ever find there to be truth behind some of that?
No, I cannot stand them. Okay. They make my blood boil.
Because they're, again, part of the fear-mongering machine you were talking about?
They're like the very foundation of it.
Do you think people, you know, because people, a lot of brands will cite the EWG like in their...
Idiots.
You know, in their press.
Idiots.
Do you think that it's out of naivete or do
no.
you think that
No,
it's
they're
very...
jumping on a bandwagon. They want to be clean. Mm-hmm. They're not naive. These people have money. They want to make money. They know it's marketing. I was in LA when the episode of the Kardashians was on because it's the law. When you're in LA, you have to put the Kardashians on because it's like wallpaper.
It's
24/7. And it was when Courtney had been approached by the EWG. And this woman said to her, you know, I can tell you now for a definite that there is lead in your lipstick. And I nearly punched the TV.
Do you think that they're outright lying with a lot of the stuff?
Yes.
Or do you think they're interpreting
No,
things?
They're outright lying. They've only recently gone not for profit. They never started that way.
I always wanted to try and find out what was behind
really?
It.
Really?
They never started as a not for profit. They were always, and they do not have a toxicologist on staff. And if they do, it's a very recent acquisition because we've all been bitching about it. So they go on and on about the word toxic. But they don't hire anyone who actually knows what they are.
That word scares me, the word toxic, because when people say, I know a lot of brands use non-toxic
yeah.
beauty, but it's like, well, what's the alternative? What is
yeah.
the what are the toxic things? And isn't everything toxic at some level?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the toxicity is dose dependent. That's another T-shirt. Toxicity is dose dependent.
I want that
yes.
one too.
Water is the, you know, yeah. the manner of life. We all need water. But if you have too much water, you can end up in hospital. It drives me to distraction. And I will actively, someone asked me to review, I want to say, is it Verst?
Yeah.
Brand
yes.
Verst? Oh, can you see, what do you think of this? It's in Target. And I opened up the website because I always go and look. I'm always mm-hmm. like, you know, what do you want me to see when I'm in the States? And the first three sentences, I thought, I just got rage. Like, educate your client, educate your customer. Don't fearmonger people into buying something because I lose all respect.
You're not a fan of Goop, I'm guessing.
Not particularly, no.
Have you seen the Goop Lab?
I have. I managed to watch half of one episode and I found myself laughing so much. And I've had four children. That's not a safe place
it's
to be.
It's your new favorite sitcom.
I can't. I cannot. And I was on Instagram stories in hysterics and I had to turn it off because I thought it's just going to look like I'm bashing it and they're an easy target.
Yeah.
And also I'd rather give my, you know, that's out there that's nonsense. But like you said, every other brand is doing it now.
What are some of, this is a question from Megan, one of our followers. What are some of the myths that just keep coming up about skincare that every time you see it and you're like, how many more times do I have to tell you this isn't the case?
Pores. Everyone's still obsessed with their pores.
Their paws?
Pores. Pores.
Oh, pores.
I was like,
pores. Like a kitty cat paws?
They're paws. No, they're pores.
Oh, what, the fact that we can't close and open them, you mean?
Yes, yes. Pores is relentless. To be honest, they're all still so much out there that it's innumerable. But But when it becomes an educational piece, I don't mind how many times I'm asked a question on social media. Mm. There's always going to be someone new.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say the same thing with my team. You know, no question is too stupid. No question can be asked too many times. Because obviously I'd spent most of my career in training as well. So you kind of get that side of,
oh, right. of
you
course.
you have to be able to sort of say, talk to people in a way that they want to be receptive to what you have to say.
How do you know when you think a product is working? Because when Jen and I, like, we get so many products as editors, I'm sure you get the mm-hmm. exact same amount, you know, it's hard to isolate sometimes, like, okay, I love this product. I love the texture. I love the smell of the mm-hmm. packaging, yada, yada, yada. The, you know, ingredient list looks legit. But for all testing so many things, how do you personally vet something as like a Caroline fave?
Inky list. Mm-hmm. Look at the formula, look mm-hmm. at where things sit in the formula, texture, how well it absorbs, how well it goes on my skin for sort of a week or so. And then I can generally tell. A lot of the time you've got to put your faith in a good brand, which is why I don't tend to test a lot of like new green brands I would be scared to try because they won't use parabens. So I'm pretty sure their product, you know, I did say the green thing was meant to be the movement, not the color of your product because you stopped using parabens. So it's, I think if you try, I tend to trust a brand and then I'll look at the products. Mm-hmm. And brands make missteps. You know, you kind of look and you go, oh God, I wouldn't have done that, but it's not my business or whatever. Mm-hmm. But generally formula is king. So if I look at a brand and I know what testing they've done and I know what ingredients they're using and at what percentages, which you can kind of gauge if you're looking at a you know, an ingredients list, that's kind of how I do it really. And then it depends on whether it's fun to use, texture, if it's sticky or, you know, anything like that.
When you say testing done, are you talking about like clinical testing? Like
yeah,
what kind of
clinical testing or clinical trials? Yeah. I mean, I don't need that for basics, but if someone is going to tell me that it's going to change the structure of my skin,
yeah,
then you would want to see some testing.
Got it.
Know?
And where do you see yourself? This is a question from our lovely listener, Laura. She goes, where do you see yourself in relation to the wild west of beauty influencers?
I think I kind of stand very much alone mm-hmm. because I'm older. I don't go on all these ridiculous trips.
Do they invite you?
Oh, no.
They're probably terrified.
Well, they know I'm not going to get in a bikini for them, no matter how much they want to throw at me. So I get invited to nicer things. Like I get invited as an individual on my own to labs privately, which is much more preferable to me. Mm-hmm. I don't have to, you know, I'm not going to sign a piece of paper that says, yes, if you fly me in business to Jamaica, I'll put 10 Instagram posts up on my grid over the next 4 days. Oh, who's got time for that? I'm a businesswoman. I'm not an influencer, but I have influence. Mm-hmm. So I kind of think I separated myself from the very beginning by being at least 10 years older than all of them, probably 15 years older than most of them. I'm 50. Mm-hmm. You know, most of these girls are in their 20s. I've been in the industry since they were born. Mm-hmm. So I don't do it dismissively. I do it with the confidence of age.
Right.
So I do dismiss them in that way, but I'm not dismissive. You know, a lot of them are friends of mine. They ask me for advice. They say, we've just got this product, blah, blah, blah. What do you think? Mm-hmm. And I'll say, not with your skin, babe. And then they go, lol, thanks. I thought I was going a bit red.
Story of my life.
you do have, yeah, that reputation for being very no-nonsense, being very honest. And I think a lot of, you know, other people are afraid to be like that in beauty.
Which is a shame.
It is a shame. And I want to ask you about that. Like, for example, this is a few years ago, old example, but like when Glossier came out with their solution, mm-hmm. you critiqued it fairly. Like you gave your opinion. You weren't, you know, unfair.
It was their reaction to it that made it go viral. How funny is that? That's still my most read post.
Really? Yeah. So why don't you recap it for our listeners who may not know what we're talking about?
The solution came out, which mm-hmm. is obviously their acid. I coined the term acid toning. That's me. So when it came out, I thought, oh, amazing. Glossier have done an acid. And I looked at the inky and I thought, that's a lot of acids in a sort of, for a brand that is traditionally aimed their demographic to be quite young, mm-hmm. I felt that the inky list was aggressive before I even started it. Mm-hmm. So then I used it and it stung my face and I took pictures because I had sort of, well, now it's more like a hive reaction, but it felt like a burn around my nose. And I thought, right, I'm just going to take pictures. I'll see if it calms down. I'll try it again. And I found I could only really use it like across the top of my forehead, you know, like areas where your skin just goes, I'll do whatever you want.
The rough and tough area.
Yeah. Yeah, like yeah. The soles of your feet, you know. And so I put the post up.
It's a great foot exfoliator.
I put the post up. At the bottom of it, I put, you know, these are some alternatives. And I did Glow Tonic, Paula's Choice, mm-hmm. and P50, which is mm-hmm. the original acid toner
yeah.
that everyone rips off, right? Well, within 12 hours, they had this esthetician who's since become, we follow each other on Instagram, we're cool, and one of their young employees, and they were critiquing the three brands that I had compared them to without mentioning my name or blog, but I knew what it was. It was a direct message to my blog post. So I just did another blog post the next day and said, oh, Glossier, I think it's still called, oh, Glossier, like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. So they went after P50, which that, I'm sorry, but that's
solution.
Was this
a private message?
It was on their stories.
Oh, Lord. Okay.
There was like 15 Instagram stories slagging off P50, Paula's Choice.
Oh, I'm sure they couldn't have been
happy
about that.
And Pixi Glow Tonic, right? So, and I just said in my stories, I don't know what, in the blog, I don't know what you're doing, but I'll tell you one thing, you've got a pair of kahunis on you if you're going to go after Paula Burgoyne, because she does not play mild.
Yeah, listen to our episode with her and you will learn.
She will come for you and come hard. And the next day, the Paula's Choice Instagram was like still one of my funniest things ever. It was almost like, doctor, the sort of gifts of the doctor in the lab coat, sort of dropping things in a dust trash can and saying, some people put all of their formulas in one. We have 22 individual acids. And I just thought, oh my God, they're going for it.
Wow.
And that's still my used blog post, most seen blog post.
I know that you're like, okay, I'm just being honest. You're just doing your job. But it's never fun to have conflict. It's never fun to get an email or, you know, like, I don't get the sense that you thrive on it.
No,
or
I don't at all.
Oh,
I could be so much more controversial. I could talk about the cease and desists I've received. I could talk about lawyers' letters I've had. But I could be so much more controversial. But what I will do is if I believe I've gone in fair and then I get attacked, I think, what are you hiding? What buttons have I pressed
of
yours?
What's funny? Like, it is a very, like, you know, sensitive time in the culture right now where a lot of people, like, can't take a punch. Mm. But at the same time, it's like, you know, art, music, you know, celebrity, like, there is critique of all of these things. But for some reason, like, if Jen and I were to get on the mics and be like, this brand, you know, take shots at a big brand, I can tell you, we wouldn't have a great night's sleep that night.
Do you know why? Because we're women. Gaming vloggers make their fortune from critiquing
games.
That's
really interesting.
Gaming
and
vloggers.
And then Nintendo or whoever.
Too. And Nintendo will change things, you know.
Or change things.
Yeah.
Or,
but yeah, I was thinking like restaurants. Like they get taken down.
Yeah. And then they fix it.
And they fix it.
They fix it or are, like.
And it's because the beauty industry is still predominantly run by middle-aged white men. I'm sorry, but it is.
And they think, you don't know what you're talking about.
You're a woman. That's number one.
Yeah.
You're younger than me, and I'm not. Half the time, I'm older than some of them. And I'm like, so you worked in finance. Great, I'm really excited. I've been putting my hands on people's faces for 20 years. Mm-hmm. Come at me, bro. You know, so, but it's because we're women. It's a women-led industry. And it's the only industry on earth where there are middle-aged white men at the top, but most of the workers are female.
Have you ever seen a brand respond positively to something and fix something because of
Loads of times.
Good question.
Yeah. Loads of times. Yeah, so I did a video about Nice Juice, shame about the packaging. Which was basically, I love this pot, whatever it is, but I like Kerastase. The Kerastase pots of conditioner drive me to distraction because you have to open the lid and then put your hand in it in the shower. Now, where do I put the cream and the lid and the pot?
Yeah.
Why isn't it in a tube?
It's filling up with water and it was $75.
And I've got to move over here and it cost me a kidney. So, but yeah, I've had, and then the Estee Lauder Advanced Night Repair, the eye cream that's with the stick, the plastic stick.
Yeah. Oh, the dropper?
I thought it had broken. No, it's not a dropper. It's a plastic stick.
I always thought that it was supposed to be a dropper and I had like a lab sample that was just
That's
not...
what I thought. I opened it and I thought, oh, the end's broken off. Like how am I thought it was going to have a lip gloss end. No, it's a plastic dropper. And I said, this was obviously made by a man in tech. Because no woman would comfortably rub this around their eye.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a plastic stick.
Did they change the...
No, but they got the message loud and clear.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
We have a question from Monique, one of our listeners. She wanted to know, and this, I want to know this too. When is it good to go to an esthetician versus a dermatologist?
If you have had persistent acne since you were a teenager, you should be in front of a dermatologist. If you have rosacea, if your skin's burning, if you have rashes, rashes go straight to a doctor. In the UK, we'd go to a doctor, and here you could go to a derm. If you are just, though, looking at your skin and going, this could be a bit better, my tone and elasticity feels a bit, I feel like I've gone a bit saggy, I've got pigmentation, my skin looks dull, anything that isn't a medical emergency. Like if you had the same rash on your butt, would you go to a doctor?
Okay, that's a good way to think about it.
You know, it's almost like the dermatologist is there to sort of diagnose a skin condition or a skin disease, God forbid. And we're there more to support the life of your skin throughout your lifetime.
Okay, we've got another question from Emily. What order do you apply skincare products?
Cleanser.
Okay.
Acid, if you're using it. I don't use acid any day, every day anymore, but I, you know, at least once a day, every other day type thing. Then a mist. I like a mist because I'm older and I'm very dehydrated. So where you would traditionally use an essence, maybe in an Eastern routine, not New York Eastern, as in Far East.
Yes, yes.
And then it's eye cream, serum. And then if you want to do moisturizer or oil, it always depends for me on where you are with makeup. So I do oil underneath moisturizer because then my foundation sits better. If I'm going to bed, I'll just put oil. It depends. I prefer leaving moisturizer on top, personally.
And we always say, we've told our listeners and readers,
oil on top.
Because if they're not a humectant, it's the kind of oil, so it depends on the oil, obviously, but it's just like a sealant, an occlusive.
Yeah.
So we thought after
final
moisturizer.
Step.
All of this, though, bear in mind, this is why when I see these things and they're so definitive, like in Cosmo, and I just think, you can't say that definitively.
Because you don't know which.
Because you don't know what the product is. Mm-hmm. So it could be that you're using like a squalane oil that's really actually quite light and something that's called a serum, like Vintner's Daughter is an oil.
Yes.
But it's called a serum.
Right.
You know? So it all, formula is king. And as everyone keeps trying to get me to say queen, formula is queen. Like you cannot stress it enough. I prefer a moisturizer on top because I want my skin to constantly be attracting moisture. I will leave
which
my
is a
skin,
humectant.
Which is a humectant, yes.
From the
because
air.
I invariably use a hyaluronic acid at some point in my routine. There'll be hyaluronic acid in any moisturizer. So, but, and also it's more comfortable for an older woman to have a skin that is freshly sort of prepped. Mm-hmm. And then you go and you put your foundation on top afterwards or anything like that. So, what drives me to distraction, my only complaint that I do step in and I always get tagged in it is when people say you put your eye cream on last. That drives me like I want to headbutt the wall.
Okay. Now we know.
Not to be dramatic.
I'm glad you brought up hyaluronic acid because we just got a lot of questions about that. There's a lot of talk about, is it really the holy grail of moisturization? Is it not all it's cracked up to be? Some estheticians believe you can develop a sensitivity to it. What's your take on HA?
I don't think you develop a sensitivity to it. I think it depends on the pH of the formula. So when I'm retinoiding, as I would say, when I'm using a vitamin A and I'm flaking, there are certain hyaluronic acids I can't use because they sting my skin because the pH is low.
This isn't the quote-unquote molecular weight of the hyaluronic acid?
Not really, no. It's more about the pH of the formula. So a molecular weight...
you know, all now they're like, we have multiple molecular weights of hyaluronic acid.
Which is
acid.
Good. You do need a multi-weighted one because you want a smaller one to penetrate.
Mm-hmm.
You want a medium one to kind of help everything else penetrate. And then you want the canopy. The canopy is, when people say, oh, it's only got one form of hyaluronic acid, that's still going to do you a good job. Because it goes on the skin and it acts like a canopy, like a circus tent,
mm-hmm.
and everything else can then go underneath.
But have you ever changed your tune on a certain ingredient that you said that's not good and now I think it is, or the other way around?
I'm less offended by mineral oil than I used to be.
Okay.
I mean, I was completely anti. But again, this is because formulas change. And now instead of just having like a big, the reason I don't like mineral oil is because it is not nice to massage with. Mm. You get much better massage with a natural plant-based oil.
So there's nothing deep and like if you use mineral oil,
because it's not designed to penetrate, you know, but mineral oil, you know, I've always said that mineral oil can be very good in an occlusive product for people who have like redness or rosacea. And it's a product that a lot of people are not sensitive to. So you'll always find it like Aven is full of mineral oil, but it's great for people with sensitive skin. So I'm less argumentative about that, because in certain skin types and conditions, it can be great.
You want that barrier.
You want that barrier. But and I'll tell you the other reason this comes up more is because in the European facials, we massage. In the USA, you like machines.
Not this one over here.
No, I like.
She loves a lymphatic.
I'm talking about estheticians.
Yeah. Ah, I see.
Here mostly, and there are exceptions like Nerida Joy, Jordan Samuel, Renee Rouleau. They're all hands-on and don't do a lot of machinery. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, there are others that are much more high-tech.
They want the radio frequency.
Yeah, like the Kate Somerville and Joanna Varga. So I have plenty of time for both, but I always want massage. I'm with you.
What do you think when you're talking about how in the US it's going more towards like the high-tech stuff? What do you think we're missing by not leaning into the, like, you know, delicious massages and lymphatic drainage?
Oh, the connection with your client.
Besides that, though, is there anything like, I mean, I'm not saying that it's not wonderful. Like,
I just think you can't, unless you do a good, thorough massage, you don't get a feeling of where your client's skin is at. Mm. That's just for me personally.
So, okay, Marcy, one of our listeners, wants to get kind of deep. She says that one of the reasons people respond to you is because you're not like this 22-year-old, like, you know, la-di-da influencer. But you talk about anti-aging a lot. But we also are working in like a world that is quite ageist, especially in beauty.
Yeah.
Have you felt that at all from your listeners or your...
No, not from listeners. I've mainly felt it from, brands that would just never think of sending me a certain product, which is absolutely fine. I probably don't want it, you know? Mm. It's more used by the younger influencers who try and dismiss me.
And as a woman who's 50, do you ever feel offended when people call things anti-aging?
I don't use the term anti-aging. I don't use the term in the book.
And what do you say?
I have a paragraph saying, look, you will see this word used, but it's used because this is what the industry calls it. And
right.
Until we find a better term, but I'm pro-aging. You know, I'm in my very, very first YouTube video, I was a guest of Sam and Nick Chapman. Mm-hmm. I said, aging is a privilege that not everyone gets. And I've never understood this. I'm not anti-aging at all. But I think it's the aging question is more, I'm more dismissed by people who don't agree with me. Oh, she's old. No, I would say I'm experienced, but you do you, boo, you know. And also, I've got that kind of calm confidence that comes with being like a mother of four who's 50. I don't really give a shit if, you know, Tess, who's currently jumping off on a rock in Bora Bora, says that I'm shit or whatever. I just, you know, but I don't get that much of it because in the UK, I'm more seen as like the mother hen, you know. So I have a really good relationship with most of the bloggers in the UK.
Okay, and we normally ask with what's in your bag, but one of our listeners, Ashley, she wanted to know your Hall of Fame products for the biggie categories.
I mean, she could go on your blog, but give us a couple of the best.
Yeah, so hit us with like a cleanser. What's one of your faves?
Hit us with your best.
Emma Hardy Moringa Balm Cleanser was the first cleanser. I thought, God, this is amazing. My Pixi Double Cleanse is kind of an easy one to say, just because, you know, I didn't make that product to be like a Rolls Royce of cleansing. It's a good basic and it gets people into the brain of thinking, oh, I take this off with an oil and then I go in with something a bit creamier. Acids, P50, obviously. There are so many. Eye cream, Kate Somerville Line Release is amazing.
What about mascara?
Always like Clinique or Estee Lauder. They make great mascaras that are drastically underestimated.
What about just your like plain old moisturizer?
Depends on your budget. You know, anything that's...
Give us a cheap one and a high-end one.
A cheap one would be Neutrogena Hydro Boost. A really nice moisturizer. But it won't work if you're using a primer that's made of silicone. Kate Somerville Deep Tissue Repair, which is called Peptide Kate. Now they had to change the name. Is like probably one of my holy grail products.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
We got a low and a high. And now we have fun at the very end. So we do this at the end of with everybody. We've got five questions we ask everybody. So the first beauty product that you remember falling in love with when you were wee little Caroline.
Darphan Purifying Balm.
Whoa. Out of the gate, you're using the good stuff. And now what do you do to chill out? Like, what's your relaxation thing?
Put SVU on.
Okay.
Clean my kitchen.
Special victims unit.
Yep. Clean my kitchen.
Favorite ice cream.
I ate a lot of Haagen-Dazs pralines and cream when I was pregnant.
Oh.
Song that pumps you up.
Never Too Much, Luther Vandross.
And then we always raise a wand, a mascara wand, to our favorite products at the end of the show. But what are you raising a wand to right now? It does not have to be a beauty product, but just something that you're obsessed with currently.
Schitt's Creek.
Who did it? Just recently someone else said Dan Levy.
Dan Levy, yeah.
Oh, that show's a delight.
Yeah,
so funny.
Schitt's Creek, I am obsessed with. Ew, David. Like, constantly. Yeah, I kind of I get obsessive about things and, like, you know, going to gigs. I'm obsessive about going to gigs.
Recently. I heard you're a big Duran Duran fan.
I am the Duran Duran fan.
She's just me, no one else.
Oprah. I'm here in New York because I'm seeing Oprah tomorrow.
Are you so excited?
I can't think about it.
Are you going to give her a facial?
I wouldn't be able to.
Oh my God.
This was super fun. I could talk to you for three more hours. Thank you so much for coming on Fat Mask.
Thank you so much. This is great.
Thank you for having me.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.